All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke. You don't know history. You're not woke. Unless and until you know history, you're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And a big development in the January 6th Commission hearings. Today, probably almost as we speak, well, no, a little early, but this morning, Pat Cipollone, the White House counsel, is going to be giving a videotaped deposition under oath, and he's doing it voluntarily. He had met with them back in April and given them an interview, but it had been subject to some kind of a deal, probably to address concerns about the attorney-client privilege, because they, no matter how bad somebody's client is, no lawyer is supposed to discuss discussions that they had with them. The problem in the Pat Cipollone case is, who is his client? He's the White House counsel. Is he Trump's personal counsel? No. I mean, you couldn't get Trump's personal criminal defense counsel in and interrogate him. That, no court would permit that. But Pat Cipollone had obligations to the White House itself and to the government as well as Donald Trump. In any event, that seems to have been solved. Pat Cipollone also was one of the lead lawyers for Trump opposing the Ukraine impeachment and conviction proceeding. So I suspect they're not going to get into that simply because he was the lawyer in that one. But when it comes to January 6th, if the client is involved in criminality, a lawyer can't say, well, I was involved in it too, but I was the lawyer. John Dean did that back in Watergate. He testified. That's what brought Nixon down, probably. It's the most important testimony against him. And John Dean went to jail a little bit himself. Pat Cipollone, on the other hand, I think is blameless. Everything we've seen from Cassidy Hutchinson to all the other witnesses and his own interview are that he kept arguing with Trump. Don't do it. Don't go up there. Cassidy Hutchinson would see him in the hallway and tell him some things, and he'd go running into Mark Meadows' office. And he was pretty much a stand-up guy, it seemed, on that. He really does. So today he's going to testify in a videotaped deposition that's not open to the public. You and I can't go to it. No newspaper can go to it. The commission will release it when it wants to. In my view, it may very well ask Cipollone to come forward and testify at a future hearing like Cassidy Hutchinson and then play excerpts of his deposition as well. But next week, there are going to be two committee hearings, and I recommend them to you, Tuesday and Thursday. Tuesday is going to be a daytime hearing, a daytime broadcast. Thursday is prime time. Prime time always gets a higher viewership simply because people are at work, a lot of people during the day, and can't watch it. They don't bother to tape it. And Adam Kinziger himself on the commission, one of the Republicans on the commission, said that more witnesses are coming forward as a result of Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony. So stand by. One of the hearings next week is very likely going to address the issue of what went on in the White House during the insurrection. You know, in other words, very, very graphic testimony about what Trump said and did. And it was something of a party atmosphere. And Donald Trump Jr.'s girlfriend was sort of dancing. And there was a feeling of joy, which is bizarre because people were getting killed. A woman got shot by a police officer. A woman got trampled to death by the mob. Another officer was almost beaten to death and trampled himself till he begged and said, I have four kids, and they spared him. They were going through the hallways saying, oh, Nancy, looking to murder Nancy Pelosi, an 82-year-old woman who doesn't look like she weighs about 100 pounds and is quite frail. Were they going to kill her? And hang Mike Pence, gallows. That gallows didn't get built in 10 minutes. That gallows didn't get built in 10 minutes. It was built before that day. And they're dancing in the White House. This is going to be very compelling testimony next week, and I strongly recommend it to everyone. I want to say something about, and this is in line with what I said at the end of the last segment, that I'm very interested in seeing the country unified, very interested in talking about good news, both for the Democratic Party and for America, and where Republicans have an idea that I think is right. I say it and acknowledge it. And one of the things that has really puzzled me is it's so obvious that what happened on January 6th was wrong. People were armed. They had AR-15s in some cases. They had guns. They had brass knuckles. I mean, brass knuckles, that reminds me of those street gang movies from the 50s and 60s. They had homemade spears, poles with spear tips put on them. They had knives. What did they think they were going to do with them, and why aren't people more offended by it? And here's my take on it. Maybe original with me, I don't know. But for what it's worth, the reason a lot of people are not taking it as seriously as we are is this. It was so obviously an amateur production. You know, you had the QAnon shaman, the guy with the fur, the war paint, bare chest, the horns. Remember that guy? And he's gotten 3.5 years in jail, by the way, almost 4 years in jail. But when you have losers and weirdos like that, and, you know, what's with the spears, for Pete's sake? I mean, a broom handle with a tip on it, you know. I mean, a lot of people go, oh, you know, this isn't the kind of insurrection we've seen in Africa or in the Middle East or Asia. These are amateurs. And yeah, they had AR-15s and guns, but they didn't use them. Although people did get killed. And so basically, and what was Trump going to do even if he got up there? Say he did go up there. Say they see Nancy Pelosi in the hallway and the crowd murders her. Say they hang Mike Pence. That's not going to bring down the U.S. government. These people will all get murder charges. And in the line of succession, Trump would be thrown out if they kill Pelosi. Next in line is the president of the Senate, which is was Leahy of Vermont. And the country go on. This was not a kind of insurrection like in Russia back after the First World War, or like in France in the 1790s. This wasn't the French Revolution, Russian Revolution, American Revolution. This was a bunch of weirdos and losers dressed in costumes with sort of medieval spears. So I think a lot of people look at that and they say, yeah, all of them should be nabbed, absolutely. And by the way, 900 were arrested. Over 800 have been charged. And we got to get rid of these yahoos. And yeah, it might mean that Trump's not going to get elected next time, but yawn, yawn, yawn. Well, let me say this to those of you who think that way. Yes, it was an amateur production. Yes, basically, it could not have succeeded no matter what it did. But think of what was really going on, the Green Bay sweep. They came very close to sending letters to the state legislatures saying, we found fraud in your election, which was false. So you picked the electors in the legislature, and all that was necessary was that Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, and maybe throw in Georgia or Arizona and Nevada for insurance, would change the vote. And then it would go to the House of Representatives. And Kevin McCarthy would get up and say, Madam Speaker, there's a dispute. We demand that there be a vote of the House on which one of these to accept. And it's not the Senate, it's the House. And you go, oh, well, that's okay. Nancy Pelosi has a majority. No, she doesn't, not for that. Under the Constitution, each state gets one vote. There are only 50 votes. And more than half the states have Republican majority congressional delegations. Wyoming. Why is it Republican majority? Because it only has one congressman, and she is a Republican. Now, that one, we're fortunate, it was Liz Cheney. But still, putting that aside, more than half the states have Republican delegations. They're real small, don't get me wrong. They might have two congressmen, but they may be both Republicans. And there could have been a vote of like 27 to to 23 to leave Trump as president and accept these electors from the state legislature. That's what was going on. It wasn't the QAnon shaman. It wasn't the broom handles with the metal tips. It wasn't the knives, the AR-15s, and the guns. Everybody talks about that. I talk about it. That has to be punished. These guys have to go to jail for doing that. Trump, in my view, should be prosecuted for ginning it up. But the real threat to the democracy was the use of the Constitution to subvert the peaceful transfer of power and turn the election over to the party that lost. And you say that couldn't happen. It happened in 1876. In 1876, Rutherford Hayes ran for president as a Republican and Sam Tilden ran as a Democrat. Rutherford Hayes was a hero at Antietam. He was a colonel, one of the most savage battles in the Second War, in the Civil War. Of interest, one of his sergeants was Sergeant William McKinley, who also went on to be president. And Rutherford Hayes lost the election. But the Republicans, who were the Liberal Party, weren't going to put up with Sam Tilden. And there was going to be another Civil War, which they would have won again. And they made a deal. They said, we're going to overturn this election. And we'll keep it. But in return, we'll get rid of Reconstruction. We'll take federal troops out of the South. And they permitted Southerners to murder black people and hang them for another 100 years till John Kennedy came along. That's what happened. So if you think that can happen, it happened in 1876. It happened in 1876. And that's what almost happened this time. So it's not the QAnon shaman. And so when people yawn and they go, oh, well, this isn't all that bad. On one level, it's true that it was amateurs. It's true it could not have succeeded. It's true that it was crazy. Then it can be punished. But what almost did succeed was if those Justice Department officials had gone along with Trump and put in this guy, Jeffrey Clark, and he'd written those letters, and there was a contest in the House of Representatives, that would have given cover to the Republican Supreme Court to say Trump was president. Because majority of the delegations in the House, not the House members, would have said it was Trump, like they said it was Rutherford Hayes in 1876. So keep that very much in mind. Any Republican or independent friends you have who yawn at this insurrection, that's a big mistake. That cannot be permitted to happen again. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.